You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Teresa Rubio's family lies in wait for the mom to walk into her surprise party, but Teresa doesn't show up and doesn't answer her phone. Teresa's sister heads to her Glendale, Arizona home to check on her, finding a gruesome scene. Teresa's decapitated body. The sister tells cops Teresa's son, David Gonzalez, has been living with her since his release from prison.
Nancy, Teresa Rubio was stabbed to death with a kitchen knife before she was decapitated. Teresa's sister says her maroon GMC Yukon is also missing. Cops track down the car, finding Gonzalez driving. When cops approach Gonzalez, they can see spots of blood on his legs and socks. Gonzalez says he was smoking meth with another man before the attack and tries to blame the other guy, but police believe Gonzalez acted alone.
David Gonzalez, 25, charged with the murder of his mother. Ricky Holly wants a late-night snack and decides on Domino's Pizza. Ready to dig in, Holly's extremely disappointed when she discovers the pizza is uncut and cold to the touch. She drives to the closest St. Pete, Florida Domino's restaurant to berate employees when they refuse to replace the pizza. She flings the pizza at them and rips their telephone off the wall. Cops are called, and Ricky Holly, 22, spends the night in jail for criminal mischief. Maybe she should stick with drive-thru. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The extended family of Eric and Lyle Menendez are pushing for the brothers' release as new evidence emerges in their notorious case. At a news conference in Los Angeles, more than a dozen family members, including their aunt, rallied for their freedom. This comes just weeks after L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon announced his office would revisit the brothers' convictions. Eric, now 53, and Lyle, 56, have been serving life sentences without parole for the 1989 murder of their parents, Jose and Kitty Menendez, in their Beverly Hills home. While the brothers admitted to the killings, they claim years of sexual abuse at the hands of their father drove them to act in self-defense. At the time, prosecutors argued they were motivated by their parents' multi-million-dollar estate. The case has gained renewed attention with the recent Netflix series Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story, and the discovery of new evidence, including a letter from Eric Menendez that his attorneys say supports the abuse allegations. A hearing on the case is set for November 29th, and the district attorney's office will decide whether resentencing is warranted. Family attorney Brian Friedman and high-profile supporters, including comedian Rosie O'Donnell, are advocating for a reconsideration, arguing that the brothers might not have been convicted of first-degree murder under today's understanding of sexual abuse. Two men have been indicted by a Baltimore grand jury, accused of carrying out multiple killings as suspected hitmen for a criminal gang. For details, we bring in Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Authorities say that Cornell Moore and Keith Russell, both 38, now face charges linked to the murders of at least seven people, including a 2022 double homicide involving a man and his pregnant fiance. While the woman died, doctors were able to save her baby, according to police. Prosecutors allege that Moore and Russell used stolen cars to carry out the shootings. In addition to the homicides, the men are also charged with several non-fatal shootings and a string of carjackings dating back to 2020. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates noted that the investigation is ongoing, with more arrests expected as law enforcement works to dismantle what they describe as an extensive criminal organization. The case was developed in cooperation with Baltimore police and federal authorities. Bates characterized the suspects as hitmen acting under orders from gang leaders, though he declined to name the gang.
Bates also explained that gang members were allegedly compensated for acts of violence aimed at advancing the group's goals and neutralizing rival threats.
Thanks, John. Substitute teacher Stephanie Marie Gant Brady, 39, known to her friends and family as Penny, seemingly disappears from her Baltimore home. Her male companion says she's gone to London to write a book. But Stephanie never got a passport, never picks up her paycheck, and leaves all her belongings at home, including her cane and wheelchair. Necessities for Stephanie, who has multiple sclerosis. Investigators suspect foul play. Stephanie, black female, 5'3", 110 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, glasses, last seen wearing jewelry, including an opal ring, a pinky ring with a diamond, a medical alert bracelet, and a Timex watch with a black band. If you have info on Stephanie Marie Gant Brady, please call Baltimore County, Maryland PD, 410-887-5605. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.